The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
One of the most valuable experiences that students can have in college is learning how to take their ideas and transform them into action. Well, that's the idea behind the Student Startup Challenge at UW-Milwaukee. It's a program where students compete for tens of thousands of dollars in resources that allow them to launch their own businesses while they're still in school. On this edition of UWM Today, we meet the people behind the initiative and one student who's spreading her wings as an entrepreneur. Joining us in the studio is Ilya Avdiev, a UWM assistant professor in mechanical engineering, Brian Thompson, who's president of the UWM Research Foundation, and Katrina Careview, a doctoral student in the physical therapy program at the university's College of Health Sciences. Welcome to all of you, and this is always so exciting when we can discuss programs that not only are about ideas, but as I mentioned at the beginning, ideas that take flight, that take action. Ilya, where did this notion of the Student Startup Challenge come from?
Well, it started about 2 years ago, and it was kind of like a convergence of different factors. We saw a lot of innovative students in engineering and in other colleges, health sciences, arts, and we also had our own desire to kind of promote this innovation and also teach our students entrepreneurial thinking, which is different from traditional thinking that they have in their own disciplines.
And you've taught over the years. The university certainly has encouraged people like Katrina to start their own company, but you didn't always have that incentive, the resources at the other end of the equation, did you?
Sure. So each student usually goes through their own curriculum, whether undergraduate or graduate curriculum, and they focus on a particular discipline. And they kind of train in a certain discipline, thinking. Engineers are trained to solve problems, and artists create problems, how we like to joke. But what we wanted to show them that in real life you have to deal with a lot of uncertainty. And starting a business is basically you have to acquire three type of resources. You have to acquire technology, people, and money. And Startup Challenge kind of embraces all of these elements.
And the really neat thing about this program, as I understand it, is that you have people like Katrina, who happens to be in the College of Health Sciences, but she is not necessarily working on her team with only people from health sciences. There are students from other disciplines.
Correct.
Right?
And I'll let Katrina talk about her project, but it's very very technological problem. So it solves a humanistic problem or humanities problem, but it has to deal with technology. They have to have a device that works. And in her background, she's not prepared to design that device. So that's why she needs to collaborate with engineering students.
We're going to get to Katrina in just a moment, but let me bring Brian Thompson into the conversation. Brian, you're head of the Research Foundation. What's the value to a university to having these programs that have students essentially rewarded with cash and other resources to take the idea to the next level?
Well, Tom, as you know, we've been trying to foster innovation at the university broadly, and that's on the faculty side as well as the student side. And so I'm very excited to partner with Ilya and others, Nathaniel Stern, in launching the Student Startup Challenge, because this is really aimed at student innovation. How do we foster that culture? And it's not just the Student Startup Challenge teams that benefit. It's the teams we surround them in this sort of co-curricular program that we'll talk more about. But so we have 8 teams this year, but those 8 teams fan out and touch many other students to teach them this culture of innovation. So we think that's important to attracting students, and we think it's important to educating them about how to be innovators, whether they go on to start their own companies or work in the existing great companies in our area. Either way, we think these skills are going to be valuable to them in their careers.
And we are talking about real money here, right? I mean, there is both cash and other resources that the students are competing for.
That's correct. In the Startup Challenge, there's $5,000 to $10,000 in support provided for the students, and that takes on a couple different forms. That's to help them develop a prototype through one of our existing classes, or to help them and to give them some resources for the company to get them going. But more importantly, or equally important, I think, is the fact that we try and surround them with other resources. We're trying to develop a network of mentors and programs, and we do workshops and things like that that are trying to let them interact with each other and learn from each other, but also bring in some experience from outside to help them advance their ideas.
Okay, so Katrina, you're the student, one of the members of a team that was successful in winning one of the prizes. Tell us about your project. What are you working on?
Well, what we're working on is a wearable medical device for people with back pain to help them maintain their postures that would prevent that pain from occurring. It does this with vibratory feedback that would be applied to their low back when they go out of a desired posture. What I want to also to say is that Scott Johannes, I want to give him credit because he's the one who started this idea. In the Doctor of Physical Therapy program curriculum, we talk about how posture is a link as a source to low back pain. And this is basically what gave Scott the initial idea that he originally submitted to the Student Startup Challenge in its first year.
So you brought a whole team together, though. It wasn't just Scott. It wasn't just you. There were more than the two of you.
Yeah, but it actually went through a transformation to get to that point because after he wasn't successful in the first submission of the idea. And it wasn't successful because it just didn't meet the needs of the program. But where we took it from there was in our second year of the physical therapy program, we have a research practicum. And this is still even before the group gets together because he submitted the idea to be a project for our year-long research practicum. And thankfully, the faculty in the program saw this as a great value and allowed us to use it. So everyone that was interested that Scott was willing to bring in to the group became our initial group working on this idea.
Some of the people that you haven't met before even, were there
they were all
people
physical
there?
Therapy students, okay. So all my classmates.
Okay.
I like this example because it illustrates how the startup experience enriches, makes the educational experience more rich. So it's based on Katrina's and Scott's knowledge about of a problem area, and so these two are linking together and advancing both of them.
Yeah. Is your hope, Katrina, down the road that this product, this system that you're developing can be marketed here locally or even nationally?
Yes. Originally, we would start locally. Well, the idea is right now to use our connections of physical therapy to try and get this into clinics. Therapists can use this as a tool working with their patients and even send it home with the patient to monitor while they're at home. It's like sending the physical therapist home with the patient.
So it's like somebody standing over your shoulder saying, don't lean that way or don't twist that way. It reminds you of the right posture that
yeah.
you should have.
And it's not preventing you from going into a motion, but it's reminding you of what you learned.
Yeah, I wish I had had one of those before I hurt my back a few years ago lifting an air conditioner. I could have used that.
I'm always amused every time you talk about this in a room, everybody in the room sits up a little straighter.
Yeah.
And I suspect the people at home may be doing that too because awareness translates into better posture.
Yeah. Ilya, talk about this process of students from the different disciplines working on solving a problem.
Well, we using this amazing opportunity that students have in the university, which is creating these amazing networks. And it's not just students, it's faculty as well, as you can see with Katrina. So the idea is very simple. The innovators or inventors that apply for the Startup Challenge, they might lack certain skills or certain resources, whether it's a technology resources or people resources. And we look at the very rich curriculum at UWM as particular experiential classes, experiential learning classes, or we call them experiential learning labs, example, product realization course in engineering or innovation and commercialization course that Brian Thompson teaches. And we provide these classes to the entrepreneurial teams to further their ideas. And in case of product realization, the engineering and art students together build a prototype for each team. In case of commercialization innovation class, they develop a business model that potentially leads to a business plan.
Brian, from the standpoint of industry, if we've got businesswomen, businessmen listening to this program and saying, well, that sounds, I'm looking for new ideas, does this sort of training make people like Katrina more desirable by industry when they are in the process making that next round of hires?
I think so, absolutely. And whether or not, again, as I said, whether or not these students from the teams want to go on and launch a company right away, I think they're more valuable to companies who might hire them because they understand innovation, they understand how to do that difficult customer discovery process and tease out what the market wants. And I think leaders in our companies and industries here realize how important it is that if they're going to continue to innovate, they need a pipeline of people that understand the process.
Katrina, when you went to college, did you ever think that you would be engaged in a project or a process that actually teed you up to start a company?
I never thought that I would want to start a company. Well, other than the fact that physical therapists today can own their own practices and their own businesses. So in that way, I think that this prepares me. And I always kind of thought that I might want to have a private practice, but I never thought that I'd be starting something like this. And it's only because of Scott Johannes that I have been able to participate in something this amazing.
So now are those entrepreneurial instincts alive in you as you see the potential of what could be?
It is. I mean, I definitely will always want to continue being involved in projects like this. If not continuing to grow a business, to help programs like the Student Startup Challenge help others. I just think this is a really great opportunity for students and the school, and I would love to continue to be involved in it.
I guess I might add that it's not just the 8 teams that we picked this year. There's a lot of other people that have benefited. In the first year, Katrina mentioned that we didn't pick Scott's project, but we continued to talk with him, and then he went out and got other resources in the community, came back the next year with a good team and an even more refined idea. Similarly, this year, we only picked 8. We had many, many more that we couldn't pick. We continued to try and support these, and just the act of going out to people and asking for ideas has sort of fostered a culture, and it's got people thinking about this in a way that, you know, maybe they hadn't done so much at UWM before.
And that's really different from the way perhaps many of our listeners experience college, where, at least in my case, I never imagined starting a company. When I was in college, I felt like I was there to learn how to get ready to work for someone. That's not necessarily the approach that young people embrace today, is it, Ilya?
Oh, it's true. I never experienced that when I was going through school, and I'm sure Brian never experienced that. But what's interesting is that we are trying to focus not on starting a business, but rather discover an opportunity to solve a problem. So all of our submissions are solving some kind of problem, whether it's a lower back problem or detecting bacteria in the lake. So there is a real need in a society that needs to be addressed. And starting a company is kind of a mechanism of solving that need. And so we would like to start more restaurants and pizza shops, et cetera, but that's not the focus of the program. The focus of the program is to provide this training for students, entrepreneurial thinking skills and things like that, but also help society at large and help economy around us.
Well, Brian, where does the money come from to pay these grants that go to students like Katrina and other members of these teams?
It's a mix of support. We've been very fortunate that we received some support from the National Collegiate Inventors and Innovators Alliance, NCIIA. It's a national organization that fosters innovation and entrepreneurship. So we've gotten support from that organization. We've gotten support from UW System. And we've gotten support from donors to help make this possible.
Because at the end of the day, I'm sure local donors see value in having people like Katrina out there experimenting and stretching their boundaries, right?
Absolutely. And to one of your points about how industry might view this and see benefits from it, as we grow this, and we say that the Startup Challenge is itself a startup because we're trying to figure this out as we go, we want to add more tracks that might be focused on particular segments. So this year we have one project in water that Ilya alluded to. We'd like to have a water track. We'd like to have an energy track. We'd like to have people, you know, a call for ideas in areas that are important to our local companies that will sort of tease out, you know, both the ideas as well as the thinkers in these areas.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack. Joining us in the studio, 3 people involved in the Student Startup Challenge, an incredibly interesting program, I think, at UWM, where students sort of step out of the role of being the people who are being fed information and, in fact, are helping to orchestrate ideas that may take root and even perhaps lead to companies. Ilya Avdiv is a UWM assistant professor in mechanical engineering, Brian Thompson, president of the UWM Research Foundation, and Katrina Kerview, who is a doctoral student in the College of Health Sciences. Katrina, let's come back to you in terms of this opportunity to help start or develop an idea that may lead to a company. So how much work goes into this? You're a doctoral student. You have a lot of other things going on in your life right now. What's involved in this program that is essentially designated you as a potential business owner?
There is a lot of commitment associated with starting a business. I mean, I think that's obvious. But doing this alongside having part-time jobs, some of us full-time jobs, going to school full-time, and among other – so many other commitments that we all have, it's incredible. And just having six teammates has helped us delegate the work a lot. But to really be successful, this needs to be something that's on your mind most of the day, every day. I wish that I – if I could spend more time on it, I think that we would be accelerating even faster. But I do think that there's so many resources available through this program that, you know, we could spend a lot of time just trying to find those resources. We're here, they're readily available, and they are seeking us out and telling us to go to these different things. For example, one was the Early Stage Symposium that was in Madison. They let us know about that, so we applied, and Scott actually gave an elevator pitch in the Elevator Pitch Olympics. And we didn't win. It was a good effort. But actually, one of the other winners, Andrea Pasquiletto, she won the crowd favorite. So
the People's Choice Award.
Yeah. The People's Choice Award.
So you learn how to think on your feet and not only sell an idea, but even sell yourself, which I suspect will be helpful as you look at your career in your chosen field.
Yeah, definitely.
We talk a lot about the elevator pitch, which is a short encapsulation of your business that you could tell in an elevator ride. And it's useful not just in pitching a business, but in job interviews and other situations. So it's a skill we kind of work on a lot. And again, pleased that Andrea's was picked as People's Choice Award. Her idea is a company called Sale Coupair. Andrea is an avid couponer, and she identified inefficiencies in the process. And so what she's doing is trying to develop a system that looks at both the consumer as well as the grocers and the manufacturers and figure out where there are inefficiencies in that system and how we might make a better system, a better app to serve those. So that's Sale Coupair.
How about some of the other ideas? Who else won this year in this Student Startup Challenge competition?
Another example is Kyle Ayenda, Level Camera. Kyle is an avid video video enthusiast, and a consumer can now get into the video market with a very fairly high quality video camera at a fairly low price point. But what hasn't caught up are the other things that go along with that. So what Kyle's developing are systems that help video enthusiasts get these high value shots. And so he's developed a camera rail system that lets you do a left to right pan. I don't know all the video jargon for it, but gives you a high value shot. And he's targeting this at a price point that where prosumers who are getting into the market with these relatively inexpensive digital SLRs can get at.
What I like about Kyle's project, he's a mechanical engineer who uses his experience with composites to build this product, which is carbon fiber parts, much lighter than what it is on the market, and extremely strong and perform fantastically. So he's basically using his core education in mechanical engineering to further this business idea.
Well, in an example like that, who will Kyle work with? What other types of students might be involved in getting that idea moving down the road towards company launch?
Kyle works with a lot of engineering students, mechanical engineering students, electrical engineering students. He's trying to add some motorized features to this setup. He also works with a lot of art students, especially in photography and video, because they give them their needed feedback from a customer point of view. They define the product. They say what we need.
I'll come to another idea that Ilya alluded to earlier. The team is AquaSensor, Tom Hansen and Marcia Silva out of the School of Freshwater Science. So we're touching a lot of different colleges. They are developing a sensor that can sense contaminants in water. The elements of it, the sensing end of it, are fairly inexpensive, and you can almost put this in a handheld device. But the hard part is the computing power. So the way the system is going to work is it's an inexpensive handheld device that you put in the water, and then the complex part gets done in the cloud. And so they've sort of separated the inexpensive hardware from the computational piece. And so AquaSensor is working with engineering to try and help build the product. But then they're going to have to go back into the labs and do figure out some of that complex processing that has to go on in the cloud to figure out if a particular element in the water moves a certain way, what is it?
Are any of these folks working with existing businesses or industry here, or are they not yet at the point where they can take the idea and pitch it to a Badger Meter or to some of the other big giants in the industry?
They're still pretty early stage. I think you mentioned Badger Meter. In the water space, that's part of the reason that I like this project. There's a lot of local companies that are already in this area. So when this gets a little further down the road, I expect there's going to be plenty of resources we can connect them with.
And the beauty here, of course, is that Badger Meter may end up down the road, or companies like it, with a really neat idea that's delivered to their doorstep. And here you've got the opportunity for growth or development in a company that employs a lot of people.
So if I could, another example. And in this year's contest, we've had people from engineering, the Lubar School of Business, School of Freshwater Science, College of Health Sciences, and the Peck School of the Arts. So one of the teams this year is a team called Mesmer, led by Andrew McGonigal. He came out of the design program in the Peck School of the Arts with an idea for a better interface that helps students with their course planning. It is a very intuitive drag-and-drop interface in the organization. It's called Mesmer. And so he is a really good user interface guy and came up with a good front end. And then through this process and other things going on around the community, he connected with some people that are working on the back end. In order to make that kind of a user interface work, you need the software on the back end that links it to all the course planning and scheduling things. So he found other people around the university that are working on that part. They came together to strengthen the team. And now they're working with UWM to see if they can pilot this system in one of the colleges to figure out if the people that use these tools will find this compelling.
This is the second year of the program. So you have a class from a year ago that had their ideas. Anything that you can point to from that first year of competition where you said, it's still going, it still has some potential before the students graduate and move on?
Yeah, well, the last class we had three companies only, or three startup groups. And it's an interesting experience. We learned a lot. Two of the startups actually joined forces and formed a third one, which is still alive and kicking. It's called Voxel Metrics. And it's a product of Jesse DePinto and Matt Halenka, who came from different groups. And what they're doing, they're working in a space of 3D scanning. It's pretty hot area right now. There's a lot of players, and they come across really big obstacles in terms of trying to get some market share. But they're still alive and kicking. And another team,
Brian Serra from Flutterblocks. The outcomes are not necessarily starting a company. It may be being successful in a different role. So Brian Serra is an art student that came up with Cleverblocks, which is a sort of like an instrumented Lego that gives you a different way to interface with computer-aided design and by stacking these up. And so Brian's gone on to do other things in his career. He's an art student, but he's integrated that into a new position and continues to do a lot of creative things. So he may not start a company around that particular idea, but I think the startup experience informed his next step in his career.
As a matter of fact, Brian got his dream job. He's a tenure-track professor at Cardinal Stretch, and he started the digital studio program there. So he actually took the small startup and turned it into a program in a different university, which we think is fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing. You hear stories about Milwaukee's future and how much we need to attract more young talent. We've got some incredibly good, long-standing companies that have been part of the fabric of Milwaukee, but periodically you see stories that Wisconsin as a whole is not got it down when it comes to encouraging entrepreneurship or new business startups. How instrumental do you think this particular program, the Student Startup Program, could be in terms of infusing that new talent into the pipeline that ultimately results in jobs and so on?
Well, I think it's one of many things that are going on in the Milwaukee area, and I don't want to take away from the fortunate thing we have here is, you know, we're doing the Student Startup Challenge, which and we're building on other things that are already going on at UWM, including the Lubar School of Business, strong programs in entrepreneurship, an existing business plan contest, design programs in the Peck School of the Arts. And then if we look broader inside the community, there's incubators that are coming around. There's an increasing awareness among venture investors and people wanting to get involved in this process. So it's going to take a lot of work, but I think we're fortunate that there's a lot of people moving in this direction.
Katrina, do you think that being involved in the program from a student standpoint is going to shape your future in terms of how you see your career develop?
I do. I definitely think that I am going to take so much from this experience. It's going to have me approach a job or my career asking what more I can give to it. I see so much potential now in applying myself to all these things and really what's out there for us. So I definitely do think this is going to help me a lot in my career.
And what about making money? Is that important to you right now? If this thing clicks, would that be okay?
You know, you have talked a lot about the resources that we get as far as the financial aspect, that $10,000, it looks like a big price tag. But I think the most valuable thing that we're getting from this challenge are the mentors and the, you know, networking in the community, the access to the services we have. I think that's priceless.
And Brian, next step, will there be a Student Startup Challenge year three? Is that a guarantee?
There will. There's funding in place to do year three. And I guess the other thing, to Katrina's point, we sort of offer an invitation. We are ourselves a startup. We're trying to figure out how to grow this thing. It's extremely valuable when we can bring people in from the community who have experiences to share. And we want to do better at integrating networks and curating those networks a little bit. And mentors. So we match people from the community with skills with teams that can benefit from them. So there's different ways to get involved, and I guess I'd extend that invitation. We'd like to find more ways to bring the community into this.
So if I'm a listener and I hear this program and say, I've got an idea. I've always wanted to see if we can do it, but I didn't know where to go with it. Can they bring that idea to your shop and see whether they can connect with students?
Definitely. And one of the ways we want to attract people is through mentorship, of course, but also bring the ideas, share them with students, and see if students can be vehicles to promote those ideas. A lot of faculty doing that. ETREP is an example, or faculty from chemistry using graduate student to design a product. But also people from the outside, people who have real experience, they see the needs, and they don't have time or resources to connect.
Because who among us haven't at some point along the way in life said, if only I could know where to go with this idea. I've got this brilliant concept, but that's but there's no support there. There's no way to lead it out or tease it out.
There are ways the university can help, both at the student and the faculty level. But this is really about help. I think the experience for students is having their own ideas bubble up and coalescing around those ideas for the startup challenge, at least.
So putting together people from the community with resources and ideas, with students who are curious and may have that spark of a wonderful, brilliant idea themselves, could be a great combination.
Well, and I think what's important is that we as university and people in the community, we invest in students. This is our investment. We don't invest in the companies. We're not trying to get big returns and have our 401k taken care of. We're actually looking at the future in the form of our students, and hopefully they will stick around Milwaukee area and, you know, make it flourish and make it better.
Well, we wish all three of you the best as this year moves into its second half. Katrina, good luck as you see your idea continue to flower here. And Brian and Ilya, best of luck as you lead other teams of students down that path of discovery as they take ideas and try to turn them into businesses. Best of luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this edition of UWM Today. Ilya Advid, Brian Thompson, and Katrina Kerview, our guest. We wish them good luck, and we invite you to join us next week on another edition of UWM Today. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You have been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.